I know this is a terribly cliched thing to say on a blind date, but you look awfully familiar. Are you sure you're telling the truth about not being a model? Because that might explain where I've seen you. I don't know, in some J.Crew catalog or something. Really? Okay, I believe you. You must remind me of someone, that's all. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be so weird about it. Anyway, moving on. If you're not a model, then what do you do? Guess? Oh no, I'm not going to fall into the trap of making any more assumptions based on your looks. Fine. You're a veterinarian? Well, yeah, you would look good holding an adorable puppy or three. Okay, so if you're not a veterinarian, then you're a scuba diving instructor. Well, that's not helping since I'm now picturing you in a wetsuit. Okay. I'll admit it, you're extremely attractive and it's partially disabled the filter between my brain and my mouth. Look, if I'm making too much of an ass of myself, just say so please and I'll go and you can tell your friend this was a total disaster. You know, if you can believe it, this would still be a better first date than some I've had. By the way, which friend is it that we have in common anyway? I don't think you've ever said. And I do have a couple that have been sending guys my way, but no one's mentioned you. Wait. What? You don't know any of my friends. Okay. I'm just gonna leave now. This just went from strange to creepy. I have no idea how you got in touch with me, but I'm going to drop my phone in a river and get a new one. No, I'm not always this dramatic, but I... What did you just say? How did you know that? How could you possibly know that? Nobody knows how I really got that scar. Even my parents don't know. I told them I fell off my bike. Thinking about it now, they'd probably have ground me forever if they'd known I was playing in that old quarry alone. Hell, I'd still be grounded. Wait a second. Did I know you as a kid? Is that why you look familiar? It can't be. I mean, no one was with me. And I didn't have a lot of friends then since we just moved to the area. I only had... Wait, and... You said your name was... Oh, no. This isn't happening. I am having some kind of mental breakdown, aren't I? I can't even pretend someone's playing a joke on me, an awful, cruel joke. Because my parents knew I had an imaginary friend, but I never told anyone your name. I let them believe my friend was a girl, actually. They didn't even like it when I made friends with boys. And I never even told anyone at school you even existed. How is this you even possible? And why on earth would you introduce yourself to me as a blind date? Because I wouldn't believe you otherwise? I'm not so sure I believe you now. What else can you tell me to prove it? Something no one else could know. But that was when I was a teenager. I stopped believing in you way before that. I was, I don't know, 8 or 9 the last time you were around. Wait a second. Have you always been nearby and I just didn't see you anymore? So why now? Why can I now? And I mean, are you real? I see you and I see you doing things, drinking your coffee, but I saw you just fine back then. Shit. You spoke to the waitress. She heard you. So you're real. You're really real. Or, I don't know, I'm having the most elaborate hallucination ever. Shit. Where am I going? I'm going home. This is... I can't deal with this. I'd almost rather have you just show up in my bedroom in a puff of smoke when you found a way to become real than pretend to be somebody normal and take me on a date. I mean, this is so fucking weird. Are you magic or something? Are you just gonna poof and wait for me there so I can't even get away from you? No? Good, because it's really strange thinking you've been just hovering there my whole life, watching me do everything. And now that you're real, you're just going to have to obey the laws of physics just like everybody else. Why are you smiling? Of all that, you latched onto the part about my bedroom. That figures. Well, come on then, I guess. You're obviously going to follow me home anyway. Do you even have some place to go? How long ago did you change? Where have you been living, and how did you get a phone? You know what? Never mind. Just come on. Yep, still going home. And when we get there, I'm going to fuck you. No reason to wait, right? I mean, you've been there all this time watching me masturbate, watching me with the partners I've had, watching me watch porn. At this rate, you should know better than anyone what I need, and I expect you to give it to me. That's where this is headed, right? Isn't it? If all you wanted was to keep being my friend, then you wouldn't have bothered with pretending to be a blind date. So why waste time? Hell, why even bother getting home first? Come on, this way. I know a spot where we won't be seen. Oh, yes. You do know what I need. Yeah, right here. Right up against this wall. You seem plenty strong. Just lift me up and fuck me. Oh my god, you're huge. I mean, of course you would be. You're my fantasy, right? Yeah, just like that. Pound me into the wall. You need it. You need me wrapped up around you, and you need this pussy. You've been aching so long to fill it. It's yours now. It's yours. Take it. Fill me up and make me yours. Because you're mine, and you've always been mine. No one else's. No one else's but mine. Oh, fuck, yes. Fuck me hard. You don't have to wait anymore. I'm right here. Oh, you feel so good. You feel so good. Please, just keep fucking me. Just keep fucking me. Fuck.
That was really good, actually. I can't believe we did that, but yeah, I'm fine. Just put me down, please. Okay. Do you have any place to go? Because, you can come home with me. But if you're planning on staying more than a night, then I hope you, I don't know, magicked up some kind of ID when you at Pinocchio. Because you need an identity to get a job, and you need a job to help me pay the rent. You do? Well, come on then. I guess we can start looking tomorrow. What did you want to be when you grew up anyway? You never did tell me.